After USDA report update, plus after the market close, it's 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time, June 30th. I'm Rich Pawson. Okay, so they came out with the grains acreage here, the corn and the soybeans, and they put the corn up 2-point-something% since the March number. We're over 94 million acres, big jump. Trey did not expect that. The pollsters got it wrong. And then in the soybeans, they dropped soybean acres, 4 million acres, big jump or drop since the March report. And once again, it shows why it's really not worth paying much attention to pollsters and why it's so difficult to predict acreage, because the results, the USDA numbers, were about opposite of what, especially on soybeans, of what actually occurred. Okay, so I think the market will probably live with this number. You always hear someone saying, well, something occurred in final weeks of planning and this and that, and so USDA's off already and blah, blah, blah. Now, I think it's safer to just assume that's what we're going to get and that's where we're going. Okay, so the corn market, another big down day. I'm watching my delayed quotes here at 35 cents off the mark here, coming to test the low of May 18th for the September contract. Extremely oversold indicators really can't go any lower here. So I guess price drops anyways, and the technical won't be much help. It slam dunked through our 506.5 downside target there, blew right past it. That will now be potential resistance and a magnet. And we should still get a knee-jerk reaction recovery next week now that we got this data out of the way. And I don't know if weather is going to be that volatile to create a huge up move next week, nor do I see the weather just crashing these prices still. It may. There's been clearly speculators and commercials all along that have been saying this is not going to be a bull market year. That's primarily linked to La Nina not being there. So they weren't necessarily that clever. But if they rode out the margin calls, they got all their money back by today. And if they sold more on the way up, they're ahead of the game. Okay? Anybody who got out and was able to raise a trailing stop, probably ahead of the game. In other words, they got out before the big liftoff, and then they had a moving average or trailing stop system or whatever, and they sold on the way down here. They're probably feeling pretty good. Anybody was a timer, my hat's off to you if you nailed that corn high, because we knew it was the earliest allowed, but quite often that's also the lower probability, okay? So at any rate, you know, huge destruction here for any kind of bullish case and for just prices in general. And we got data to support that some more. And, of course, it makes some of these data hounds look smart if they really did think the soybeans were going to be up. And I don't doubt that within the polls there's some, and without the polls, I don't doubt there's people out there. And good for them. But ask them, are they right every year? And they're a liar if they say so over the past 30 years. And I've looked at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, okay, of over the decades, and I know of people trying to bet at it, and I just don't pay any attention to them anymore, all right? It's just very difficult to calculate it, and I know of one firm that markets thousands of newsletters, okay? They got a lot of customers, and they ran their poll, something like 6,000 people polled, and this was farmers, pure farmers. They said they couldn't get it right over a certain number of years, and they gave up, okay? All right, any rate, certainly ugly, nothing else to add here, certainly oversold. I mean, they've stretched the rubber band so far, it ought to be almost guaranteed it's going to bounce next week, but we just can't trust weather-related emotion here, and now margin calls in the other way. Anybody who was long didn't get out, and some of the emotion and disgust that's going on. All right, let's swing over to the soybeans. Now, this morning I told you it looked like the market bottomed for level three. It looked like it bottomed at our downside target for this level three downtrend. And we had warned you that when we were going into the high of June 26, it could be a truncated failed top. We were not convinced it would do the ideal and go higher. I'm very pleased last 2 or 3 weeks on soybeans. If you don't agree with me, well, that's the way it is. Bottom line is, I'm very pleased that it's up today, okay? Because it kind of felt like it really ought to go up into next week, early following for a level three. And then that's the better opportunity to put something just as important as a corn. Like corn, I think it's over for the rest of the year. Put an important top. I think this is last hurrah for the soybean trader, okay? They're going to push this up high enough, and then it's just down into harvest. But we still got to deal with July and August. And July is a weather month for corn, and August is a weather month for beans. But June and early September is the true weather period, okay? So watch the rains, watch the temperature forecast and everything else that we do this time of year. But fascinating to see that big explosion because, of course, related to, once again, the market was caught off guard on trying to forecast planted acres. And we got a big drop in acres and we're already tight, old crop. And even though Brazil has a huge amount, which is going to come back to haunt the bulls that are pushing this higher now, but we will do some work by next week, try to figure out just how high is this going now, okay? We can run, just eyeballing this, I think the modeling, if it wants to, will use the critical point tool, and I'm going to use it at any rate, put my own personal opinion in. I don't doubt we can show something over 15, more likely 15.50 to maybe $16, I'm guessing, okay? But will it really do that in the next couple of weeks? They could come in next week and say, ha, we all got excited, we bought, but you know what, sell this thing, okay? Could be a flash in the pan after all. At any rate, I'm thinking higher next week somewhat, and then as long as we don't get back to dry weather and worse, hot and dry, because the crop is going to have some problems if we add the heat and also get it dry. Okay, it's already been ticked, all right? I'm convinced we're not looking at record yields, at least, and question just how much higher the yield will be. So lots of more price action to come, obviously. There always is. The grains are always doing something during the year compared to some of these individual stocks and a few other commodities. Any rate, very pleased with the model here. Got a buy signal on the 532 daily stochastic today, but hey, who would want to buy that now for that kind of explosion? It's late news, and it was just too fast for technical indicators. But at least it was in the time frame for the level three bottom, and the indicator was oversold, warning the model could be right for calling a bottom. And here, lo and behold, we've got all we need. We got the price action, technical indicator action, but we got, more importantly, data. We got news that went with it. So that's a level three bottom. Trend is up in level three top. Now, one of my affiliates asked me, could this be a last minute level three top? And then more important, maybe, if it's all over today, down into October. But it seems very low probability, and I got personal low confidence of why we would pick that at this time. I'm going to give it a chance to follow through next week and put it up a little bit higher before rolling over. But I think whether it's today on into first half July, I think it's all over. We'll be all over for soybeans, and they'll eventually catch up and be in line with corn. That's probably all over, but corn could stage a huge rebound too. Again, weather. All right, wheat. Basically, I think the odds are very high for level three today into early next week, but if we dig deeper, it's suggesting it's probably early next week, meaning there will be some additional selling, okay? But it's very oversold. It's met more than our better targets here. I think it's due for a rebound. Next week, I think it will work. And if it can trade above today's high at 680 and three quarters for the September Chicago next week, I think we'll have enough evidence of a level three uptrend. But here again, these markets, are they going to rebound by huge amounts? Or are they going to retrace a little bit? I don't know, but I'm feeling like, yes, in the end, by, say, early August, we're going to find out all three markets are down. And then we might get a bounce in August, and it's just going to be down into October for harvest. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results, but keep an eye on that weather. There's no question about it. The door is still open for a cyclical crop problem this year or next. I've been saying recently, but I know I've been flipping for a few years now, that's probably next year, all right? But the door is still open. It would be something if we just got a really good sequence of rains here this week next, and suddenly it just didn't rain the rest of August, okay? And the temperatures picked up. But right at the moment, I got a feeling El Nino's here. It's finally busted through into the Corn Belt, and I think that just lowers odds of any kind of a significant crop problem. Have a great weekend. Thank you.